The number of attacks of any size and significance were way down in 2018. Europe, which has been seeing an increasing level of violence, actually saw a pretty significant drop off this year as well. So that's all very good news. People should not rest on their laurels. There are still terrorism groups out there that are dedicated to doing attacks, both of a magnificent size as well as inspiring the smaller nagging attacks that we've been suffering in recent years.
Who are the main groups that the U.S. needs to be concerned about?
So the main groups we should really focus on, the ones that really have the wherewithal, capacity, and desire to inflict harm on the United States, would still include Al-Qaeda. That would be Al-Qaeda Main Central, located in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. They are unable at this point in time to launch the magnificent attacks they launched in the past, like 9/11 and the attack on the World Trade Centers earlier. But there is still a desire there, and once given some breathing room, they will return to it. There are also Al-Qaeda offshoots located all around the world. Most of those are focused on inflicting damage in the regions in which they exist, like East Africa or the Middle East, North Africa region. And then, of course, we have ISIS. ISIS is, I think, as the president and his advisors would tell you, it's on the run. We, perhaps have them close to defeat in the region there. But their defeat is not complete. I think most military folks in the United States, most counterterrorism experts in the intel community would tell you that as long as the embers are glowing, they will continue to try to do attacks. But an even greater threat from ISIS is their ability to use modern technology to inspire people in the West, in the United States, in Europe, to conduct the lone wolf attacks that we've suffered more recently.
You said a few moments ago that they're not able to engage in the kind of magnificent attacks that they would like to. Why is that?
Well, I think we have, obviously dramatically increased our intelligence posture since 9/11. The intelligence community, law enforcement communities at the federal, national, local level, our arrangements with partners around the world are such that it would be very difficult for a plot of that scale to be developed without somebody detecting something about it ahead of time. And so we have been able to prevent larger scale attacks. For example, in Europe recently, there was a terrorism attack that was going to be of some size being planned in the Netherlands and Denmark, and they were able to stop that ahead of time. So I'm fairly confident. We have to be perfect all the time. So I never want to say that we will be perfect 100% of the time, but we do have them on their heels in that regard.
What is the best tool or best weapon the U.S. has against terrorism?
Our U.S. intelligence community is magnificent in terms of its ability to penetrate both through technical means and human means these organizations or other organizations that would have information about these organizations. I think that's probably our greatest tool.
Are we using it as effectively as we can?
I would say so, but you can always improve. You can never settle that you're doing the best. You have to adapt because the terrorists are adapting. They have been incredibly facile at adopting modern technology and using it to their advantage. And so we always need to stay ahead of that curve technologically.
What's your recommendation for the U.S. intelligence community as it looks towards the end of this year and the next year coming up?
Well, I would say, we have a national security posture that rightfully so is resetting itself after, 15 to 20 years of counterterrorism focus on the larger near peer threats like Russia and China. My caution and advice would be in doing that we not let the pendulum swing too dramatically away from counterterrorism. Otherwise, I fear we'll find ourselves back in a posture as we were on September the 10th of 2001, where our guard is down. We've allowed terrorists to develop safe havens in the world and allowed them the space to begin to plot the attacks. So don't give up on the good work we're doing on counterterrorism while we shift some resources over to the near peer threat and concerns.
Larry Pfeiffer is the former director of the White House Situation Room and former chief of staff at the CIA. J.J. Green. WTOP News.